hello, my friend, and welcome to another edition of the Shellac Stack, a little musical variety hour featuring sounds from 78 RPM records of the first half of the 20th century. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to records by Bing Crosby, Billy Murray, Fats Waller, Von DeLeith, Willie the Lion Smith, Vincent Lopez, and quite a few others as well. I'm glad you could tune in and listen along. We'll go ahead and get things started with a record on the McGregor label. This was issued in the early spring of 1952, and it's a song that goes back 40 years earlier. The song was first published in 1912. It's Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, written by L. Wolfe Gilbert and Louis F. Muir. And the performance here is kind of interesting. It's a one-man band, essentially, Blake Reynolds. And the label says, recorded by above artist alone, using multiple method recording. Not only did he seem to have overdubbed himself playing all the different instruments, but some of the parts seem to be speeded up as well. It's really a marvel that this came together as well as it did. I'll read you also just a quote from Billboard magazine of the day, which said, "Here's a tour de force by the one-man combo. Through overlap technique, he sounds like a big band. With some explanation, Platter could serve as an effective DJ novelty." Well, I've given you some explanation, and we'll see what you make of it. Here's Blake Reynolds, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Quite a tour de force indeed. How about that? I especially like the ocarina section in the middle. Gives it kind of a humorous bent. That's Blake Reynolds playing all of the instruments on a recording of Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, released on the McGregor label in early 1952. I don't know too much about Blake Reynolds. I did a little bit of digging, and the best thing I could turn up is that he played briefly with Artie Shaw's orchestra in 1940. He appears on the Shaw record of Frenesy that was made in March of 1940. Doesn't seem to have stayed with the orchestra too long, but then again, neither did Artie Shaw, who kept breaking up his own orchestra and running off to Mexico at the time. Blake Reynolds, though, seems to have hung around Hollywood. He appears on a number of these McGregor records made in the early 1950s, some under his own name and some as part of the sextet from Hunger. Anyway, that's a nice record, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. My name is Brian Wright. Thank you for joining me, for tuning in and listening to this eclectic program featuring some obscurities and novelties like that one, and some familiar favorites from 78 RPM Records. This next one is a fairly well-known record and may be known to you. It's Bing Crosby joining the Mills Brothers. Recorded originally for Brunswick Records on January 26, 1933 in New York. At the time, Brunswick seems to have been combating sagging Depression-era sales by teaming up some of their best-known artists to record together. And so here we find Bing Crosby joining the Mills Brothers. I wish I had the original Brunswick 78 of this. I don't. This is a reissue on the Columbia label. Curiously enough, it's on Columbia's Green Masterworks label, which was ordinarily reserved for classical music. A little bit odd to find something as popish as this on Columbia Masterworks, but hey. It's Columbia 4304-M. The title is My Honey's Love in Arms. We'll follow that with something from Blue Lou Barker, a jazz and blues singer who came out of New Orleans in the 1940s. Her big hit was A Little Bird Told Me So on Capitol 15308. That's the record we're going to hear, but we're going to hear The Other Side, which is a song called What Did You Do to Me, written by Ivory Joe Hunter. Again, recorded about 1948. Two records now, starting with Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers. Here's My Honey's Love in Arms.
I love your loving arms. They hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair. Oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. 'Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. I love your loving arms, they seem to hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. Just a cozy Morris chair. Oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. 'Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. Oh, when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms.
When the sun rose this morning, I was didn't have my baby to hold my aching head. I cried, oh Lord, please send my baby back to me. I cried, oh Lord, send my baby back.
You have Blue Lou Barker singing on Capitol Record number 15308 from 1948, a song by Ivory Joe Hunter called What Did You Do to Me? And before that, Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers, so I could listen to them all day. Columbia 4304-M from 1933, My Honey's Lovin' Arms. What a treat that record is. Up next, I've got a pair of tangos recorded in 1933. I can vouch for the authenticity of these, but I do like both of these records a lot, and I hope you will too. First, we'll hear a recording made in April of that year, 1933, for the Crown label by the San Remo Dance Orchestra, which may or may not be a pseudonym for Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. Some discographies assign this to Vincent Lopez, and some keep it segregated as the San Remo Dance Orchestra. In any case, it's one of the later Crown releases, number 3495, and the piece is the Tango of Roses. This piece was written in Italy, of all places, in the 1920s. Seems to have first come to prominence when it was featured in the film Casablanca in 1940, where it was sung by Corina Mura in a Spanish translation. She performs it on the stage of Rick's Café Américain. After that, we'll hear Bill Scotti and his orchestra, and one of the more ubiquitous of the early Bluebird 78s, number 5327. I've come across quite a number of copies of this. It's the famous tango La Comparsita, recorded in New York, December 22nd, 1933. So, a pair of tangos now, starting with the San Remo Dance Orchestra, and one of the most infectious, intoxicating rhythms you'll ever hear on this record of Tango of the Roses.
Thank you.
That's the famous tango La Comparsita, recorded by Bill Scotti and his orchestra for the Bluebird label in December of 1933. Before that, Tango of Roses, played by the San Remo Dance Orchestra on a Crown record, number 3495, from April of 1933. I have two records now by the pianist Mel Hanke. He was born in Chicago on the 4th of August, 1915, lived until March of 1979. He was a jazz pianist. He led a band around Chicago as well, and he wrote jingles later on, apparently, including the famous See the USA in Your Chevrolet jingle. You know, the one that goes, See the USA in your Chevrolet. Apparently, that was this guy, Mel Hanke. Well, I've got two records, as I said. We're going to start with one issued on the Obscure Little Collector's Item label, recorded in Chicago, February 12th, 1940. And the title is It's Purely Coincidental. And to me, this is a fascinating record because it fuses some really great jazz licks with an obvious ear towards Bob Zirke. I mean, you'll hear some just really remarkable two-handed piano playing on this record. The magazine Jazz Information in September of 1940 issued a review of this record. They describe Mel Hanke's playing as having excellent technique and musicianship and a fair jazz sense. He plays a rollicking piano with lots of notes, occasionally borrowing fragments of Boogie Woogie. The review goes on to say of this record, though, the title being It's Purely Coincidental, that it's, quote, a piece of embroidery on a familiar classical theme and far from jazz piano. Well, I wonder if they were really listening to the same record I'm listening to, because it sounds quite jazzy to me. I should also point out that the label states this was recorded on a piano with mandolin attachment, which gives it something of an unusual timbre. And very faintly in the background, you may hear some drum accompaniment from Joe Kahn, collector's item record number 103. And collector's item is the name of the label. After that, we'll fast forward a couple of years to 1947 and hear Mel Hanke on a Vite Acoustic 78, number 5. The Vite Acoustic label most commonly turns up with recordings by Jerry Murad's Harmonicats, but here it's Mel Hanke, accompanied by a vocal group called the Honey Dreamers, and they're going to do a really out-of-this-world take on Bix Beiderbecke's piece, In a Mist. It's very unusual sounding, probably not at all how Bix conceived it, but I find it fascinating nonetheless. So two from Mel Hanke now, starting with It's Purely Coincidental, and just listen to this. Thank you. For me, that record has something of the same feel as Claude Thornhill's Snowfall. That's pianist Mel Hanke with the vocal group The Honey Dreamers from about 1947, a Veit Acoustic 78 of Big Spiderbeck's In a Mist. Before that, Mel Hanke at the piano playing It's Purely Coincidental. Coincidental to what? Collector's Item record number 103, recorded in Chicago in February of 1940. Well, we've got one that's just about a century old now. This is Billy Murray, and he's extolling the virtues of going to the movies at a time when movies were really on the up and up. The song is called Take Your Girlie to the Movies If You Can't Make Love at Home, Victor record number 18592, recorded in Camden, New Jersey in June of 1919. After that, an odd little song called Tomorrow Morning, performed by Billy James Dance Orchestra, which is just a pseudonym, probably for Sam Lannon's orchestra in this case. It's an Oriole record, number 517. I believe Oriole records were sold in McCrory's stores. From November of 1925, Arthur Fields, under the pseudonym of Harry Crane, will sing Tomorrow Morning for us. But first, here's Billy Murray, Take Your Girlie to the Movies.
Fairfax gives advice to anyone in love. That's why Johnny Gray wrote to her one day. When I call to love my girl, her folks are always there. That's why I'm blue, now what shall I do? And Beatrice said, never despair. Just take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. There's no little brother there who always squeals. You can say an awful lot in seven reels. Take your lessons at the movies and have love scenes of your own. Though she's just a simple little ribbon clerk, close your eyes and think you're kissing Billy Burke. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Sweethearts always used to spoon in a big Morris chair. Young folks of today have a different way. Far away from cranky dad and mother's eagle eye. It's lots of fun. Here's how it's done. So come on and give it a try. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Find a cozy corner where it's nice and dark. Don't catch influenza kissing in the park. Take your tip from Douglas Fairbanks and have love scenes of your own. Going to your seat, you've got a dandy chance. You can shine your shoes on someone else's pants. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Thank you.
I've got a warning this morning. If there's tomorrow morning, you better wake up yawning where the roosters crow. Tomorrow morning at dawning, I mean tomorrow morning, I'm gonna say good morning to the folks I know. I'll hear the hee-haw of hee-haw, better known as Dobbin. Ma, ma, and pa, pa, sobbing for joy. I'm so delighted, can't hide it, and so excited, waiting for tomorrow morning. Oh, boy. It was long past midnight. Light in the hall was burning low, low, low. Bells outside were howling. Lordy, Lord, how it did blow. I got up to close my window. Something white flew on the bed. It was thrown in by a Hindu, and here what I slowly read. You better go, 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 where there's no snow. Don't mean no, no, no.
It's a hot record, but it's also kind of a weird record. Tomorrow morning. I don't quite understand the last bit of lyrics there where he's singing about it was long past midnight and I awoke from my bed and went to the window, and at the window something black flew on my bed. It was thrown in by a Hindu. I went and this is what I slowly read. It said, you better go, 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 go where there's no snow. No, 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 no. And that's it. Weird record. Billy James Dance Orchestra, Sam Lannon, really the band leader behind it, Tomorrow Morning. Before that, Billy Murray from 1919 with Take Your Girlie to the Movies If You Can't Make Love at Home, Victor 18592. This next record is a really good bit of swing. It's Mildred Bailey and her swing band. I think I hear Red Norvo in there. Vocalion 3057, recorded September 20th, 1935. Great old tune that goes back to the 1920s, When Day Is Done. Thank you.
yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love. Night has lost its charms when day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew. My lonely heart is sinking with the sun. I miss your tender kiss the whole day through. I miss you most of all when day is done.
Who else could that be at the organ but Thomas Fats Waller, recorded in Victor's Church Studio in Camden, New Jersey, November 17th, 1926. That's one of Fats Waller's own compositions called the Lenox Avenue Blues, Victor 20357. I just love those Fats Waller organ records. He really could make that Estee organ swing in a way that I don't know that anybody else ever did. Before that, Mildred Bailey and her swing band vocalion record from September of 1935, the tune When Day Is Done. If you enjoy what you're hearing on the Shellac Stack and you'd like to drop me a note, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. And maybe if you don't feel like talking to me, maybe you can talk to your friends. Let other people know about our little program here if you think they might enjoy it. Help to spread the word. I'd appreciate it, and maybe they would as well. The next record I have is another Victor Scroll 78, this one made in Liederkranz Hall in New York City, April 4th, 1927, by a very, very popular singer of her time who has not been especially well remembered. Von DeLeith. She first came to popularity in about 1920 when she started broadcasting over the radio. She quickly became known as the first lady of the radio and soon started making phonograph records as well. Made a whole bunch of them in the 1920s and into the very early 1930s. Alison McCracken writes about Von DeLeith in her book Real Men Don't Sing, Crooning in American Culture, and she says, and I'll quote here, "Her soft, low singing held together a mixture of genres and effects that were varied and erotically charged. Her songs combined the tremendous vocal diversity and earthy quality of pre-microphone vaudeville singing, including character songs performed in different dialects, with the romantic, jazz, and blues-influenced erotic style of delivery that characterized the most successful early microphone singers. She also conflated the crooning mammy and the romantic crooner, singing love songs to men and women of various races and classes across a range of vocal personas. Her vocalizing, which crossed boundaries of race, gender, and sexuality, was characteristic of the cultural normalcy of such vocal non-essentialism in the performing world of the 1920s. Well, that's a mouthful. I don't know that we'll hear evidence of all of that in this next record, but it certainly gives something to think about. Von DeLeith, one of those names that I admit to being guilty of frequently passing over because she wasn't exactly a jazz singer, and a lot of her records aren't especially jazzy. This next one definitely is not, but there is a charm to her voice, and there is something interesting in the style of singing that she was cultivating that really became popular among other singers in the later 20s and into the 30s. The record we'll hear is called Song of the Wanderer, Where Shall I Go? Tune written by Neil Murray, a pseudonym for Charles N. Daniels. This is Victor 20600, as I already mentioned, from April of 1927. Here's Von DeLeith.
Roads are so dusty, dear, days are so long, my feet grow rusty, dear, just a wandering on. All the world's a mockery, even trees don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm such a fool to be longing for you. Where shall I go when I go where I go? Since you have sent me away. What shall I do? I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go when I go where I go? Since you have sent me away.
Well, from Von DeLeith, we'll turn to a record by Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, featuring vocalist Beth Wilson. This was recorded October 29th, 1936, in New York for the Mellotone label, record number 7-01-08. The song was a big hit that year. It's called Take Another Guess. After that, we'll hear pianist Willie the Lion Smith and a Decca record he made January 10th, 1938. It's one of his own compositions, and a beautiful thing it is. It's called Morning Air. But first, here's Vincent Lopez.
Thank you.
Once again, we've come to the end of another Shellac Stack program. We wrapped up with Willie the Lion Smith, Decca 2269 from 1938, Morning Air, before that Vincent Lopez and his orchestra from October of 1936, Beth Wilson singing Take Another Guess. I'd like to thank you again for joining me for this past hour of 78 RPM Records. I hope you'll tune in again next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.